3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, Palm Coast Listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. And that telephone number to do so, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, our telephone lines are open. You're invited to call. We'd like to hear your discussion today. We're talking about the truth matters, the state of disunity. You know, the president's supposed to give his State of the Union speech tonight. I don't know if you're aware of that. I plan on watching it. I don't know about you. I think it'll be boring. It will be mind-boggling, but I will watch it, Lord willing, nevertheless. But have you ever considered what he would say tonight? What is it that Joe Biden can say that he has accomplished in the past almost 4 years that should cause us to want to vote for him for another 4 years? Does that kind of trigger your imagination as to what he will say? Well, we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give my impression of what I believe Joe Biden will say tonight. It's going to be a fascinating journey. I believe that it will be informative. And I pray that you'll join the discussion as I give my impression of what I believe Joe Biden will tell us on his State of the Union address. But I call it the state of disunion, a state of divided America. Now, he was not going to call it that, but we're going to talk about it. And ladies and gentlemen, if we look at the issues, let me remind you once again that we face the issues based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We do not face the issues based on denominational dogma. We do not face the issues based on philosophical rhetoric. We do not face any of the issues based on political priorities. We face the issues based on the word of God. We look at the world events. We look at national, state, and local events through the prism of the word of God. God's Word, the truth book, tells us what we see, and it gives us the end of the story. Now, I don't know about you, and perhaps you've heard me say it before. I'm not really vitally worried about the state of affairs. Now, I'm concerned. I want to warn, as the watchman on the wall in Ezekiel chapter 33 tells us, want to warn us of what I perceive to be dangers ahead, and allow you, our listener, to make a decision on what you want to believe, what you want to receive, and how do you receive what's being said, and how do you respond to it. But ladies and gentlemen, I am here to say to you today that I believe we're going to hear Joe Biden tout some of his accomplishments. And so the first half of this broadcast, we're going to talk about what I perceive, in my opinion, that Joe Biden will be saying. And then the next half, we're going to talk about what he should say based on what he's done. It is the reality of what is taking place that we need to look at and understand. And I'll bring into it. You remember the movie a number of years back called Liar, Liar? Well, I'm caused to recall that old movie, an attorney, and we'll talk about it in the broadcast, an attorney was an habitual pathological liar. And after a birthday wish for his son, for his daddy to tell the truth, for one whole day, the lawyer star in the movie could not tell a lie. Now, I believe that we need to look at and analyze in part what that movie was about and how that is amplified in the Joe Biden presidency today. But the point being, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the issues based on the authority of God's word. In fact, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, it says, put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though year after year, election after election, we place our faith, trust, and confidence in government, not in God, in man, and not in the master, in that which we can get in social services rather than placing our trust in the Savior. There's a vast difference. And so as we face the issues, let's look at what the scripture says, for example, in John 8, 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth, the scripture says. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, truth matters, regardless of what the world may say. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, in part, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's factual, not fiction. It's factual today. You can get in any conversation, any dialogue and discussion with on any subject. And if you stand for truth, you have the facts, you know the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, some people can develop their own facts, but you cannot develop your own truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find the majority of the millennials today, 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group, according to the latest survey, they think this. Each person determines their own version of truth. It's an impossibility. Now, it was the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that made this statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. How do you handle that? What do you do with that? How do we propose a tectonic change in America if we remain with the liar in chief, enconched in the Oval Office? Do we want that for four more years? We're going to examine that today. But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that I believe is applicable to Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and to life in general, especially in America, globally, and yet in America. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my mantra. That's my, if you please, statement to us each and every day. I believe we need to look for the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291. Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24-7. The base of that flag and the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff and the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes direct through the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussions about the issues that are so fundamentally necessary today. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier, we want to talk about today. The issue today is Truth Matters. We'll be discussing the state of disunity in America. Joe Biden's political speech tonight, I've forgotten the time. Every network will be showing it. Some of the more liberal networks probably will show every moment of it. I don't know if others will or not. But ladies and gentlemen, President Joe Biden scheduling his State of the Union address. All of the networks, perhaps all of them, will carry the total speech. Do you wonder, have you wondered, have you thought about what Joe Biden might say? Have you thought about what he might bring up for the past 4 years as his, his brag points? What can Joe Biden say that he has accomplished, or his agenda has been, and how he feels it has been beneficial to America? What has Joe Biden accomplished? Oh, yes, Biden has a whole host of accomplishments. I'm going to pause for a moment, let that sink in. Whole host of accomplishments. In fact, one person said, and I cannot tell you who I'm quoting, one person said Joe Biden has done so much that he makes Jimmy Carter look like a genius, if you can understand that. Okay, I'm persuaded that Joe Biden's going to say some of the following. I'm going to cover about 8 or 10, 12 points, if I can, briefly, digressing occasionally to elaborate further on the point. But I just want us to understand what my impression is of what Joe Biden will say. He is going to tout his accomplishments. And I believe he's had a whole host of accomplishments. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes direct through the studios, right to our microphones. We can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. What are some of the accomplishments of Joe Biden? When Joe Biden took office as president, ladies and gentlemen, America was in horrible condition, he will tell us. When he took office, there was high unemployment. The border was already broken, and Trump had destroyed the economy. Now, he may not say it in those words, but that's what he'll tout. He will basically wave the flag that he is the knight in shining armor, that he is the one that delivered America from the abyss, that he's the one that's brought about the low unemployment, that he's the one that's provided the health care that's needed, and that the Republicans under Donald J. Trump wanted to shove grandma over the cliff, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden is going to tout his accomplishments. Absolutely. He will tout his accomplishments. So we want to ask, what are the accomplishments? He has accomplished, ladies and gentlemen, the most abysmal decay and destruction and undermining and corruption of America than all other presidents combined, in my most humble opinion. Now, that's a summary statement. We can look at it and elaborate on point by point. Joe Biden will tell us that the border crisis is not really a crisis. Joe Biden's going to tell us that what you see at the border, never mind your lying eyes, what you see at the border is not a crisis. The DHS secretary, the head of Homeland Security, has said that there's not a crisis. He is a pathological liar. You know, when you look at the millions. In fact, I'm told between 11 and 12 million illegal invaders have come into the southern border. And yet, the media, the loose likes lost socialist Marxist media, has shown very little of the real border crisis. But they have told us, listen carefully, the Biden administration and Joe Biden himself have continued to tell us a falsehood, a deception, a lie, that there's no border crisis up until about the last 60 days. They've admitted there is now a crisis at the border. But they tell us, Joe Biden and his administration, they tell us that it's Trump's fault, that Trump gave us a broken border, and that the Republicans have refused to fix the border, that the Republicans have refused to sign the bill that have cured the ails at the border. We're going to talk about that further in this broadcast. What did that bill say? What did the bill cover? Would the bill, if signed, would it have cured the border crisis? Would it have stopped the flow of the illegal invaders coming into America? The answer is absolutely unequivocally no. But Biden's going to tell us that there's no border crisis. Biden's going to tell us that the problems that we're seeing now are because the Republicans did not sign a border bill. And I'm going to tell you a little later in the broadcast what was in that border bill. But ladies and gentlemen, Biden's going to tell us that the Bidenomics, the Bidenomics are working. Joe Biden's going to tell the listeners tonight that the stock market is up, inflation is down, and the real problem is the greedy manufacturers and merchants. Understand what I'm saying? He's going to say the greedy manufacturers and merchants are inflating the price of everything. It's not real inflation. Joe Biden has not brought about inflation. Bidenomics has given us a wonderful economy. Bidenomics has put more people back to work. Bidenomics puts more money back in your pocket. That's what he's going to tell us tonight. He's not going to brag on calling it Bidenomics. He might touch on it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's what Biden is going to tell the world tonight in his State of the Union. I call it the State of Disunion that he's going to speak about. We're talking about the things that I perceive, that I believe, that Biden's going to brag about what he's done in his State of the Union, the State of the Disunion speech that he'll give tonight. And I believe Biden is going to continue to reading his script. I don't believe Biden could give a two-minute speech that's not pre-written, and he even has problems fumbling through his note cards to read what his staff has written for him to say. On one occasion, you might recall, he was reading his script, making statements, and then he started to say something. He said, I better hush, because they're going to get me. They're going to get me if I say any more. What do you mean, they're going to get me if I say more? And yet that's the cognitive position that Joe Biden is in. We'll talk about that also as one of his accomplishments. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Comment, please. Yes, Dr. Youngblood, you are scared on the corner. I have to work tonight. But I would love to see him come out of State of the Union address. If he could last for 30, maybe 40 minutes, I would be surprised.
Well, it would surprise me, but the greater surprise is, will he be able to stay on script? Because he's going to have a written script. He'll have teleprompters and prompting notes before him on the lectern. The question is, as you said, can he stay on script? Can he follow it? But each time that he digresses from what his handlers have written, he mumbles, bumbles, stumbles, and falls and falters. And that's going to be the key to whether or not he can do a 40, 45-minute or one-hour speech tonight. You're exactly right. But what can he say? What can he brag on? What can he point to about the Biden administration's 4 years that could cause we the people to say we really have had it good in 4 years, and we're going to continue that 4 years by casting a ballot, casting a vote for Joe Biden's administration in the future? I don't believe that's possible. But yet, you would be surprised, Kenneth, you'd be surprised, and so would our listeners, how many millions across America will listen to what Joe Biden says tonight. They paid no attention to what's happening, really taking place in America in the past 4 years, but they will believe verbatim what Biden says tonight, and all that he says tonight will be basically as that old movie, Liar, Liar, with the attorney that couldn't tell the truth. That's where we'll be tonight.
Hey, can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Smiley, I call it Smiley. Kamala Harris. They said, oh, no, we're going to win the election. So they let me know that they're going to get a spirit egg win.
Well, you can count on it. You can count on it, Kenneth. They've already set the trap. They've already put the players in place. In fact, most do not recall the bragging from the DNC chief attorney, the DNC chief attorney in 2020, before the 2020 election. In fact, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of July, August, or September. They announced that over 1,100 Democrat attorneys had been spread across America, so that in every election where there's a battleground state and every precinct in the state, they had would have attorneys that will immediately file a suit if they perceived anything to go wrong in order to delay and to snag and to undermine the election process. You can bet your boots that they have done that today. You can also be also assured that they've set the trap with some type of electronic program that will intervene, and I am against electronic voting. I want to go back to the old written ballot, hand counted, hand placed, and we have that ballot to go back to know how someone voted. I don't want to see the hanging chads as in 2000. I don't want to see the electronic machines with the backdoor avenue for others to get into the system and in some way change the votes. I'm against that, but you can bet your boots that all of the game plan of 2020, 2022, now for 2024, they will take all that they have found that worked in the past, and they will enhance that for the future. So we need to be very, very careful when we talk about the election in November of this year. But, Kenneth, you're exactly right. But we need to, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, not give up, not falter. We need not fail. We not need not look at it on the basis that it's futile. But we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen as Christians, as conservatives, and in patriots, so that we can salvage what's left of a constitutional republic. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Unplugged. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, I'm going to just give my two cents on what I think his State of the Union speech will be like. I can't do him an impression of him very well, but it'll probably start out with something like that. Well, he took Trump out behind the woodshed, and his son Bo died in Iraq. And he was a truck driver, a legendary truck driver, that grew up in a Puerto Rican family and went to Catholic Church regularly. And what else? Oh, yeah, Corn Pop was one bad dude. And let's see, there's all kinds of stuff that he's accomplished. But
well, Corn Pop's the one he took the change. Corn Pop's the one he took the change to, isn't it?
yeah, Corn Pop's one bad dude. And if you don't believe that, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah.
So there, that one, too. So those are his accomplishments that I know about for sure. But let's see, gas is this morning was $3.47. 3 years ago, it was under $2. A gallon of milk, wow, almost doubled. You don't have to do anything but go in your local grocery store and think about what you paid 4 years ago as opposed to what you're paying today. They claim that inflation slightly, but we had a small drop in fuel, and fuel is tied to transportation. Mm-hmm. So if it continues to stay high, we're going to see that inflation number bounce back up. I think they had it at 3% there. We'll see that bounce back up if that fuel continues to stay high.
Well, Jim, the inflation is really not 3%. They're manipulating the numbers for the Biden administration. I believe, based on some reports that I've read, we have real inflation at somewhere between 7 and 9%. They're playing with the numbers. They're taking some factors out of the equation and making it look as though inflation is down. And he's going to brag about that. He's going to talk about the stock market is up, inflation is down, Bidenomics is working, and it's the big bad merchants and manufacturers that's inflating the prices, has nothing to do with the real economic factors.
Oh, that's what he's going to do. He's going to set up a commission to count the number of chips that are being put in a bag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how everything's getting smaller. Yeah, because the manufacturers, well, they're doing what they have to do. They're trying to keep their costs down, and they're trying to present a product at a reasonable price, but there's a fine line. The same thing happened back in the 70s. I remember the Snickers bar were huge, and by the end of Carter's administration, those things were half the size. anybody that can remember those days.
It
was a strange it's actually much worse than it was back then, I believe, in my heart, because I was old enough to remember all that. I tell people,
well, it
that
really
nowadays,
is,
and they
fact,
look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, it is. In fact, as I said, one statesman, and I've forgotten who to give credit to, said the Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like a genius. And you recall back in the Carter days, sometimes around January before Reagan went in, sometimes around, 1978, 79, 80,
70,
interest rates were running about 21 to 24% on a home loan. It had just simply locked down the economy on the very edge of total bankruptcy as a nation, and we're watching the same thing in a different fashion, different numbers, different equations, but with the Bidenomics, we're watching almost the same thing take place. So as we look at what he is going to talk about, he's going to talk about, I believe, the border and how he has quelled the inflow of immigrants coming into the border. He will not call them illegal invaders, but he's going to say the reason, listen, perhaps you're aware of this, he's going to say the reason that there's still a problem, he's not going to call it a crisis, still a problem at the border, is because the Republicans refused to sign the border, the immigration bill. Now, maybe our listeners do not know it. Jim, you're perhaps aware of it. In the immigration bill, supposedly, the bill was simply stuffed with not immigration rules, regulations, guidelines to shut the bill, shut the border down, to cease and allow to desist the influx of the illegal immigrants or illegal invaders coming in. The majority of that immigration bill, as it was called, would provide billions of dollars for Ukraine. And in fact, it had a five-year clause in there that the increase of money going to Ukraine would be there and increase each year for the next 5 years, so that if Trump goes in, he could not reverse it and stop the money from going to Ukraine. That was the trickery in the bill. And that's the reason Mike Johnson and others said, no, we're not, it's dead on arrival, we're not signing it. But now that's
going to
be
also allowed 5,200 illegals per day on there as well. And
if it got over that number, it would shut the border down. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like shutting the barn doors after all the horses have got out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same equation. Same look. And that's exactly what he's going to say. He's going to talk about there's very, very little that he could do, because he doesn't have the power to control the border. He needs legislation to control the border. But yet when he went in by executive order, he had the power to remove all the restraints that Trump had put in place to prevent the invaders from coming in. But yet he's saying today that he's got to have the House and the Senate to pass legislation. His hands are tied otherwise. Those are some of the things, Jim, that I believe will be the top burner on what Biden is going to say when he gives the State of the Disunity speech tonight. And I'm prayerful that people... That's right. I am prayerful that people hear it and listen and understand where the lies are. In fact, I'm looking at an article that's almost, if it weren't so sad, it'd be funny. I'll take the last few seconds of this portion of the broadcast. It's called Liar, Liar, 1997 American fantasy comedy film directed by Tom Stacey and written by Paul Gary. And the star is Jim Carrey, a lawyer who built his entire career on lying but found himself cursed to speak only truth for a single day. during which time he struggled to maintain his career and reconcile with his ex-wife, his son, whom he alienated because he's a pathological liar. I compare that movie with what we see today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more,